A couple of developers that attended told me that it's far easier to write the unit tests in Java for them because of all the simple API that we built. And it was easier to write the logic of assertions in Java than in COBOL for them.
Okay.
Even though their first language of programming is COBOL.
Mm-hmm.
We planned and we designed this API in Java in a way that you don't need to know Java at all. You just need to follow the brackets. You just build additional layers of customization on top of each other, and then you are tangled with customization.
The ultimate goal is I would put it in the short sentence, make people's life easier, right?
Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, developers, and test automation engineers, and all the people in the software development process who want to create great, amazing quality software. My today's episode was recorded at Test Wars, a great testing conference in Poland. The days were full packed with great quality content, and I had a great time discussing and chatting with the Polish and the international software test community. If you haven't been here, you should definitely go to one of the next Test Wars conferences. You find a link to the conference in the show notes. My guests today are Szymon Walachowski and Bartosz Filipek. Szymon is a senior software engineer and calls himself a professional nerd. And Bartosz is a software architect with over 10 years of experience in IT and development. How can we test a software which ran away from standards and best practices around 40 years ago and uses own solutions for existing problems? Where no standard works, you have to build your own interfaces. Szymon and Bartosz tell us about their experience, how to test this software, and how to build up a testing framework in this environment. And now, enjoy the episode. And one more thing before we go on. Over the last 25 years, I've seen a lot of testing projects. Some went great, some went sideways. And the difference was rarely the tooling. It usually came down to a handful of things teams got right or didn't. So I sat down and wrote them up. 7 success factors for software testing. It's a free ebook and it's now available in English too. And it's not just something to read on the couch. It's a workbook with exercises so you can check where your own project stands on each factor. If you want to have a look, you'll find it on tul.fm/ebook. The link is also in the show notes. And now have a good one and enjoy the episode.
Hello, Szymon. Hello, Bartosz. Nice to have you on the show here.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Be here, yeah. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah. I'm very grateful because I saw your abstract here for the Test Wars. It was called QA Jurassic Park. And I read through it and I saw a lot of my client stuff in this little abstract. I said, okay, we have to talk about this. I'm very curious. You wrote that you moved away with your company a long time ago from standard implementation of software like that, doing your own stuff.
Yeah.
Customization process.
So how does that come?
How does it come? Where should we start, Bartosz?
Real good question.
I mean, on this presentation, we talk how we actually entered the company.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And starting to understand the environment there and trace back all decisions
mm-hmm.
that were made. And we reached the whole history and we saw that like at the beginning, 60 years ago, the first decision was made to build custom software. Because it was not available on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is with customization. If you introduce one customization, you need to introduce second customization on top. And so you just build additional layers of customization on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And then you are tangled with customization. And at some point, our company couldn't even use unit testing standard tools from IBM for COBOL.
So in general, both legacy and the technical debt is growing, right?
Exactly.
Because it's hard to do something with the tools that are not yet available for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something like that at least 40 years ago, before we were even born, actually. So, yeah, the company has 60 years already, right? We were celebrating this year?
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Generations, yeah.
Yeah.
Past.
Yeah.
During this company history. Yeah.
And where do you see now the big difference from when you look today at your software landscape? So where do you see the big difference to like standard patents or standard software which is available on the market?
Where's the big difference?
Yeah, what's the big difference? You said you told about the unit tests, so that you cannot use this tool. So where are the differences where you see, okay, you are not in the standard world like we talk about in the conferences also?
The problem was when one part was missing, the unit testing. All different parts were missing, like, for example, reporting and so on. So it's harder to do a release if you don't have automated tests that can prove some kind of validate some correctness of the changes and so on. So since one block was missing, a lot of different blocks were missing because you couldn't establish them. That's why when we introduced this those testing tools,
mm-hmm.
when we build them in our company, it enabled people to use all the different kinds of tools like SonarQube, X-Ray,
mm-hmm.
Standard market tools, because they were like a bridge from the mainframe world to the...
So actually we've started the race, kind of chasing the standard stuff to apply the modern things in quite old stuff, right? So, we are still a bit struggling with that, but we are going, I've got a feeling, in a good direction. So at least we can see that the goal still exists, and we have the tools and approvals from our managers to get the right.
Yeah.
So the road is still long. The finish line is somewhere there.
Yeah. But at least we see that on the paper everything is where we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes.
For example, we talk about it on the presentation that since this unit testing tool for COBOL was written by us in Java,
mm-hmm.
thanks to that you can add additional tools like Cucumber, Jenkins, Allure, SonarQube, X-Ray. Mm-hmm. Thanks to that, so at least we are still struggling to get all the approvals. As Bartosz said, some technical users sometimes, even getting technical user on the mainframe sometimes is hard. And for example, just to normalize that it's not a very easy road. We can say that, for example, we struggled to get service account for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For example.
So actually, we are lucky enough to have the support from our direct manager, a bit maybe from the outside, right? So people think that and care for this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they think and they can see also this goal, right? To achieve it somehow.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of invest in doing internal stuff. So to get your technical debt in charge, and you can handle that. So
yes.
And if I understand it correctly, you build an extra layer for your on top of your customized software landscape to use the normal tools, standard tools we have in the market like SonarQube and so.
Yes. I would say I was even surprised. Once, when we were doing the first time this presentation at our office, we had a conference because our company is also handling conferences at the office. We were presenting and somebody asked us if, since we developed these tools in-house,
mm-hmm.
unit testing tool and integration testing tool, isn't that additional customization?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking on the stage, if this is not, if we didn't make also the same mistake. But we saw that those tools were providing the bridge for the mainframe to the outside market standard tools. And then I realized that actually we built, let's say, one final customization, because we introduced some kind of customization because of existing customizations in our company.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like one last customization which should, you know, switch the workflow from now on, because since you have now you are able to integrate with everything, you shouldn't have to build additional customizations after that. So actually the task was to build one final customization which should connect us to the world, let's say.
It's like an interface. It's an interface exactly. to the standard world. So
it's a great metaphor. Mm-hmm. I think what you just said, that it's like an interface.
Mm-hmm. So it's like building the strangler pattern, actually, right? When you have the huge system, the mainframe, you want to chop it into the smaller chunks, right? And we are trying to achieve something like that also in the long term perspective. If this tool could be replaced, we are gladly be able to replace it with some standard tool. But on the other hand, we know that there is no such thing, at least for now, from the IBM. So we will be missing some support, at least for now, because the debugger is the standard IBM tool based on which we are processing all the stuff. But on the other hand, there is nothing similar, so I don't know, maybe one day they will give it to us also.
Yeah,
exactly.
How can I imagine this interface? Because of unit tests, I think of, I have my small functional and classes and want to write my unit test in this. It's always the same language, so I build my assertions and this stuff. How do you transfer this via the interface to the Java world, you said?
Mm-hmm.
How does it work?
Maybe let me take the unit testing part, and you can take the test data factory part. So this actually works like there is a translation. Mm-hmm. Let's say because you are writing in using Java syntax, yes. Mm-hmm. But we let me put it that way. First of all, we wanted to use Java because it is giving you all the fancy tools out of the box, yes. Mm. So that's why we didn't want to go write unit tests in COBOL,
mm-hmm.
because it would be too hard. And we had even an outside company came to us when we were doing the mainframe conference at the office, and they did a workshop on the unit testing tool that should allow you to write unit tests in COBOL. And I was expecting to see that in this part, their tool will be better because it's closer to people from COBOL.
Yeah.
But it turns out that COBOL developers that attended told me that it's far easier to write the unit tests in Java for them because of all the simple API that we built. And it was easier to write the logic of assertions in Java than in COBOL for them, even though their first language of programming is COBOL.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised positively, and their experience was so good because we planned and we designed this API in Java in a way that you don't need to know Java at all. You just need to follow the brackets. Yes, and make sure you have open and close.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to put the dot, but other than that, you have just simple literals there, like a variable name, variable value. So it makes writing the test case easy, even if you don't know Java.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is being translated into a debug script, which is understandable by debugger on the mainframe. And this is where we start to execute on the mainframe in the debugging mode.
Mm-hmm.
And during this debugging mode, the debug script is performing the test case logic for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's stopping at certain points, mocking values if you declared something like that, checking values at specific points,
mm-hmm.
and because it's a debugger, you can stop basically anywhere, jump to anywhere. So it gives you a lot of different kinds of possibilities to mm-hmm. test your program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, sounds very interesting. I think it's not easy to get the things together because COBOL works completely different than Java. But as you explained, it's like also a little bit of a keyword-driven approach where you write your test cases in Java and then the debugger executes them.
Yeah. From your perspective, the assertions work.
It's very, very similar to the JUnit, let's say, for example, or yes. TestNG, right? Where yes. you have different kind of assertions and validations. But honestly speaking, it's not so complicated in the nutshell, right? In the long run. And having on the other side, like with the COBOL, the plain text, which is not easy to maintain and read, honestly speaking, in my opinion.
Yes.
It's easier just to even set the proper validations, because with the COBOL probably we would have to provide a lot of content. It would have a lot more boilerplate, while within the Java we are just directly pointing to the sections, which are actually the functions, to specific variables that we are checking, validating, right? Because again, we have those programs which are quite big, and having the compiled program which has 100,000 lines, it's hard to maintain and read, right?
Mm. Yes, Osbartos is saying thanks to this usage of Java instead of COBOL, the assertions require from you less characters to declare. Yeah, so it's very much easier to build, like, for example, a structure of validation, individual iterations even of, for example, you have a section and you execute it in program many times and you would like to assert some specific iterations of of execution. It's easier to declare it in Java than probably in COBOL.
Mm-hmm.
And assertions in general are abstract thing. It doesn't matter which language, Python, Java, COBOL. Assertion is just take this variable and check.
Compare, for example.
Compare with value. So actually, it's language agnostic. So since even if they are writing in Java, for them it's just a way to express what validation they would like to see. And they enjoy that it's even checking the syntax for them in the IDE out of the box and so on. Yeah. And they really like it that the IDE is even giving you hints what you should put here. Because it's checking what kind of arguments name there are and Java docs and so on.
Totally new world for
totally. Yes. They're like, wow, yeah. I would like to have it in Java.
Is there a way to measure also something like the code coverage or that? Do you have something in place? Because you mentioned SonarQube, and SonarQube do a lot of metrics and checks and so. Do you have something similar implemented?
Yes. Yes, of course.
We are still a bit in progress. It's not fully yet available.
But we did the POC, so we know that it's working, but it's on our backlog, let's say.
Yeah.
As we speak, it's...
But still, we have to discuss and validate that and verify with the owners, which are the COBOL developers, right? And cross-check, because there are some ground rules, specific things... within even our company, right, for different kind of stuff that we want to focus still on. So it's still ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, at least we know what we want to achieve and the goal is somewhere there. So we know.
Yeah, but Bartosz is now right now talking a little bit like a business from the business perspective. But,
yeah.
But from the technical perspective, if you want to know, this debugger has an option just to, when you switch this option on, and it's tracking which lines were executed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's giving you the statistics as an outcome. So
you can
collect it out of the box. Actually, we don't have to even implement anything. So it's fairly easy to count the coverage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as Bartosz said, as how it should be handled and collected, because each test has different is covering different part of the code and so on. So you need to combine them together, and maybe the unit can do it for you. But we still need to validate it with customers.
True. Yeah. 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 And do you have for the future anything in your mind where you think, okay, there we have a big epic in the backlog, what we want to achieve with our interface, with our implementation?
Bartosz, do you have some dreams?
Big epic. Some dreams, some a vision for your customization interface.
Actually, this part for the unit testing is one side of the coin. The other side is like the second tool that provides you the ability to interact with the COBOL stuff outside, let's say, of the mainframe. And we are doing that through the REST API because we have this universal service that is translating the JSONs to the bytecode that is consumed by the mainframe, the COBOL programs, right? And the case is that the ultimate goal is to I would put it in the short sentence, make people's life easier, right? Because we are trying to serve them the tool that will be handy for them for the unit test.
Mm-hmm.
But also we want to support the QAs, people that are not COBOL developers, right? It's not like you can learn the mainframe at any kind of university. I've got a feeling maybe there is some, so I cannot say that it's 100% bad, but I believe that it's still something that you're learning once you're joining the company, and it's easier when you are trying at least as a starting point with the more standard tools, right? And that also brings us to the situation in which we would be able, once we will have the unit tests, the functional tests, we will be able to minimize the legacy, maybe pay technical debt, make those COBOL programs a lot smaller. We can even chop them into the smaller things, right? And yeah. I hope that someday it will be a lot easier for everyone.
That's the, I
would say that the ultimate epic, this end intention.
For
everything.
Sounds very interesting. I like the idea because I know a lot of companies are struggling with the old legacy stuff, and to give effort into it to make it life easier is always a big thing there, I think.
Yes.
Great. Simon Bartosz, thank you very much for standing here my questions, and a very interesting topic, and hope we can inspire some of the people out there to rethink, maybe create an interface if they have some customized old legacy stuff to make the life easier. Thank you so much, and I wish you a good rest day of the conference, and then safe travel home.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Thank you.